Blog Talk Radio. online radio show. We're broadcasting live from Columbus, Georgia, remotely. I'm your host, Kareema Ali. We're celebrating the life and the love for Catherine Evans. And I have with me the first cousin that is a singer and a pastor of church. Now, so y'all might not believe it. That's my cousin, too. I might not think I got enough church in me, but I do have some in me. So we want to welcome my cousin to the show and just allow her opportunity before we get in started a little bit. I'm going to play a little bit of Destiny, Muhammad, for a second so I can get a couple things going here. But you got to sit back for just a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome sound sculptress Destiny.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the NCWCC Digital Online. As I try to get this stuff together here on the switchboard, got a little back noises and all. So I want to, first of all, let everybody know that we are airing live here in Columbus, Georgia, and we're celebrating the life of my mother, the CEO of the NCWCC Digital Online Radio, as well as being able to say happy birthday to my aunt, Catherine. And I want to just thank everybody for listening in. So the first person that you're going to listen to is the pastor and my cousin. As I said earlier, I do have religion in my soul. We're going to ask her to open up the show with prayer, and then before that, introduce herself and let everybody know who she is and why we've been so blessed to have my aunt Catherine into our lives.
Good afternoon. This is Pastor Corbury. We're here. We haven't got our church here yet, but we came from Atlanta here, and we're looking forward to getting it. So we just want to come today to give praise to God for my cousin coming a long, long ways. I know she had a hard time, but she came, made it through. And we just come here today to celebrate with her. And we just want to take time out right now and say a few words of prayer. Let the Lord know how we thank him and how good he's been to us. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this evening saying thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that you have showed upon us. We thank you for bringing us down through the years, Lord. We know that we come a long ways, but we still have a ways to go. Father, we thank you this evening. We lift you up, and we give you the honor and the praise. We thank you for my cousin this evening, Father. I know what she's been through, and I know how you done brought her out. And I just want to lift you up this evening and say thanks to you, Father. Thank you for being so merciful and so kind and so good to us. Lord, we give you the praise this evening. We come to praise you this evening and give you the glory. And we come to magnify your name. We come to give you all the glory this evening, Father. We thank you this evening, Jesus. Go with everyone here, Father. And we ask you to bless in a mighty special way. Go with those that out in the broadcast this evening. We ask you to bless them this evening, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just give you thanks and say thanks to you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Right. Praise God. We want to also let a couple people say happy birthday that's standing around. You introduce yourself and tell us where you're from.
Praise the Lord. I'm Evangelist Ann Jones, and I'm living here in the Columbus area now. My church home is Everlasting Praise and Worship Tabernacle, and I'm just glad to be here this evening.
Okay, good evening. I'm Julia Barnett. I'm Miss Evans' cousin, and we are so happy to be here to celebrate her 70th birthday. And we love her, and we ask the Lord to take care and continue to bless her.
We're going to come back and we'll talk to my cousin a little bit. Let's talk about a little bit about your church right now and your ministry and what that stands for our family and letting people know how deep-rooted we are in Christ Jesus and serving God.
Okay, we had church in Tennessee, and we left Tennessee and came to Columbus for a little while, and then we went to Atlanta. But we hadn't got a church since we've been here in Georgia. That's what we had been looking for, a place to get our church started, and what we can, we say salvation through Christ. There's a lot of people out there need to know about salvation through Christ, and they need to know that on this way they're going to get salvation is through Christ. And that's the reason we named that our church, and we're just hoping to find a place that we can worship and have our service at, and we invite you when we get it started to come in. But in the meantime, we're singing. We are the Gospel Riders, and we sing, and we made CDs. We have two CDs out, and we just want to thank God. You know, our family just got to have a history of singing, and we just give you the praise. We've been singing this since we were little children. We have a history of it, and I just want to thank God this evening for all that he done for us. Thank you.
So we're going to be listening to my cousin sing a little bit here as we get the show started. I know my aunt should be arriving here at the church shortly. She's just going to be in a place where she just arrived, and she's coming in right now, and I think she's a little shocked. And so we're going to go over, and Miss Freeman is with her right now, bring her in, and the whole family. Miss Catherine Evans is 70 years old. I want to thank God that she has made her way here into the sanctuary here. We want to thank the pastor of this church as well. So again, let's talk about this one little incident that we've been blessed to be able to have. I'm trying to get a couple people involved in the show, but tell us a little bit, cousin, about your gospel singing. Now,
well, we've been singing for a long time, and me and my husband started off in Germany. We started off singing together. Then we left there, and we went to California, then South Carolina, and we were singing there. And then we got Tennessee. Then me and my daughter, we started singing. And we got together, and we made tapes, and we have two tapes out right now. And we are the Gospel Riders, and we just happy to be. We have traveled a lot of places singing, all in Kentucky and everywhere. And we just thank God for being able to, you know, be here this evening to also give thanks and sing. And my husband, he is the musician who did the music behind our CDs and all. And I just thank God for it this evening.
All right, so welcome back. I got a couple other quick questions. What song are we going to lead out to when we get the ministry going here, when we start singing today?
Have you heard about Jesus?
I don't think they understand. You guys, we're going to take a break for a moment, throw Destiny back on for a second, and we're going to get back in front of some of these folks to get this interview going.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome sound sculptress Destiny.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the NCWCC Digital Online. Got a couple calls on the online right now. Caller from 706-392. State your name and where you're calling from and what you're wishing Captain Evans for. Caller 706-392. Okay. Caller 706-464. State your name. Okay. All right, we're back to the Digital Online Radio. I'm your host, Kareem Ali. I guess the service is about to start in a few minutes now. And so we'll be tuning in and observing how they want to get this event started. So we're going to take a moment and play a little track for you guys, Star of History. And for my cousins that are calling and listening in, when I say 706, please state your name.
History. On this day, 12009, seemingly roots grow tall like vines. For on this day, history has been made, for all pain and struggle should be buried in the grave. History is today, to have seen it in such a beautiful way. Millions of people stand around, to a man with powerful word of sound. At the top of the land, to have a king, I pledge to say, I have a dream. History, a great inspiration that builds up the nation throughout generations. As a black man to stand proud and free, that steadily keeps building up his family tree. A black president, we ask, how could this be? It's the faith in God that dwells on thee. From a small place to a big valley, history'll come in such a great rally. From a small river to a big ocean, history'll flow with such a great motion. History is today, no matter circumstance or situation. History is here to stay, a bad man in a bad situation. Success is screened for our nation. Barack Obama, an achieving man, our 44th president, yes we can.
I just want to say, Marie, my sister, she was a baby. My mother took her, and her mother got sick and couldn't see after. So my mother took her in my home, kept her. We all raised her.
Thank you. I'm gonna leave, but that food on the stove. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come in now blessing the food. We're not coming for just praying and praying. We're coming to bless the food. And we ask you to bless it right now in the name of Jesus. May it nourish, strengthen our body for Christ's sake. Amen and amen.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Sheree Molly, doing a special something that's very dear to me with my family here in Columbus. Just a reminder of where we come from and who we are. And I just want to thank those who have been calling online and so those on the air as well. I'm going to take a second here. Go back to Destiny. No, I'm sorry. Let's go back to Destiny one more time. And we're going to take a break and then come back to the show in just a minute. See if we can get some interviews started.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome sound sculptress, Destiny.
Thank you.
Whatever you need, yeah.
was satisfied in life, ain't man thought to dwell. I didn't know I was a prisoner in a cell. Oh, yeah. Oh, but now I dwell on the first floor, God's love, I guess, yeah, separated, and I too shall move above, in my Father's house of glory, of submission, off the path, built by Jesus, a lonely confidence from Galilee. This life is over. I wanna join heavenly choir at the golden Saturday. The golden stair. I'm going there. Yes, I am. I'm gonna move in my room. I'm going there.
All right, welcome back to the NCWCC Digital Online. As we celebrate the life and birth of Catherine Evans, my uncle, my original uncle, looking like T.D. Jakes, but three size lighter. He just walked in, you guys. I want to introduce him to the show and leave some birthday wishes for his sister as we, you know, continue to edit this podcast and come on and just talk about the life of Catherine Evans. This is Mr. Dennis Lau, my favorite uncle, and we love him, and so we just want to let him give a little bit of the pieces of his memories and his thoughts of his sister.
She has pretty much taken the role of the motherhood of the family. She was blessed to live longer than our mom. With her health, she has had some battles and scars, but she's definitely progressed and been blessed through these years, and we've been happy to have her. She pretty much is like the backbone of the family. She kind of gives us somewhat like history of our family because she's the last living older sister, as well as when it comes to even aunties. All of our aunties have passed, and pretty much when we want to know something, trying to get some ideas about our history, we have to go to her. She was the oldest, and so she had the opportunity to be like the baby among all the aunties. And so she got a chance to see and hear a lot of stories that our aunts went through. One of my favorite stories is that how my mom used to always kill snakes with her bare hands. They used to always say that everybody go to hollering snake, and Lucy Bell. And she would come and grab the snake by the tail and snap his neck. And I guess that's probably one reason why I feel snakes. Snake more today myself. She was only one that she ever ran from a snake. And her favorite quote, which I can't really say because I'm in the church house right now, is that she would say, "Give me a bill." But that's not the way she used to say it. I thought a lot of the stories that she gave that I heard about her wasn't true, but I got a chance to hear from my auntie. I remember another story that she had a cat in the house, and she shut the door, and she's going to beat the cat. She's going to beat the cat. She's going to beat the cat with a broom. And so she got in there with the broom. And that cat got to jumping across the wall back and forth, and she came running out of there. And I knew then if a cat could scare my mom, it definitely would scare me. So I guess that's why I kind of feel cat a little bit. You know, a lot of people talk about my dear, but mom was my dear. I like when I talk up here a lot of the time. Several times, one occasion, my mom was a next-door neighbor. Well, I guess they lived in the next section. There was a guy, he was drunk, and he was out there keeping up habits. And everybody tried to quiet him down. And my mom came out in a house coat, and she's always 13. And she walked over to the guy, And she put the gun to his head, and she said, do you want to shut up or do you want me to shut you up? And I guess that guy high went away right quick. I remember another occasion when my niece, she was being cheated on by a boyfriend, and ironic enough, the girl that he was cheating with her lived about two blocks down from us. So when lived about two blocks down from us, so when she came over there, she wanted to get her keys. And so she was trying to figure out how could she get her keys. And my mom, she's in her gown again with her 38. She told her to go knock on the door. And she said, make sure when you knock on the door, you stand to the left side once you knock. And when she knocked and she stood to the left side, my mom said, hand the keys or one of y'all put your hands on her. I got a bullet coming right for you. Now, here she is across the street. Police, anybody come by, everybody in the neighborhood see this woman got a 38 pointing to a house. But it was no problem. She got the keys. But it's quite a few other stories, but I'm going to leave that as one of the last ones. Probably one of the scariest ones for me was I was picking at my mom one time, and I was telling her, you don't know what you're talking about. And I kept picking at her and she said, boy, you better go. I was about 14, 15. I wouldn't leave her alone. And we had the living room and the kitchen was downstairs, and the two bedrooms was upstairs. So I kept picking at her while she was in the bedroom, and when she got up, I ran down the stairs. And by the time I turned the corner from the stairs, a hammer went through the door, and I had to actually literally pull it out. And that's when I really realized that that woman didn't play. But I'm going to leave it as the last story, and I hope that was entertaining enough for you guys.
Technology, Blog Talk technology at its best. Good thing about being able to have a show on Blog Talk is to be able to experience different things and opportunities that we normally don't have a chance to do. Going to get back to one more additional interview as I make my way back into the sanctuary. And we got a lot going on. It's feeding time, and y'all know what happens when our folks are ready to eat. We got my cousin, who is my aunt's daughter. This girl just put a spread out for her mother, and it's a great opportunity as a daughter to watch how you're supposed to praise and give homage to your mother while she's living. I want to thank you guys for always being cognizant of the fact that I normally don't plan any of my shows, so get back into the sanctuary a little bit. I'm going to try to get an interview from Maggie Freeman. I'm going to walk around here and make folks say happy birthday and state their name. So I'm going to walk through here and just tell these individuals while they're waiting in line and state their name and say happy birthday to Auntie Ring. State your name.
Natalie, happy birthday.
Jill, happy birthday.
Come on, have a birthday.
Happy birthday from Tisa.
Tremaine, happy birthday.
All right, that's one row of cousins. We're going to get down through here. We're going to ask each cousin to state their name and say happy birthday to Auntie.
I'm the neighbor. Hi, Miss Catherine, happy birthday.
Hi, Miss Catherine, happy birthday.
Hi, Miss Catherine, happy birthday.
All right, that's another round of cousins. They're trying to catch them before they start eating. They're wishing Miss Catherine Evans a happy birthday. State your name and let Auntie know happy birthday.
My name is Felton Hughes. Happy birthday.
Now I'm going to my little shorty cousin. They want to say happy birthday to the Auntie. Hold on.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
All right, we're going to make it around. Oh, they over here eating. I don't know if I should go to that table. Hold on. We're going to get right at this next table of cousins. State your name and let Auntie know happy birthday.
Happy birthday. My name is Sandra Stevens. I wish you many more.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Miss Catherine and Michelle Robbins. Happy birthday, Miss Catherine. My name is Kimberly Davis.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Miss Catherine. My name is Nellie. I'm a co-worker of Jewel.
All right, that's one round of cousins. The next table, I'm gonna go to the elder table. They all looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm gonna take a gander over here by my auntie. And I'm a little too close to her, but hold on, talk this next gentleman. We're online live, and it's the older brunch of the generation. These are the ones that don't play y'all, so I'm gonna ask them to state their name. I know they eating. I know you ain't supposed to disturb y'all when y'all eating, but I only got so much left on the show. So I'm just gonna ask y'all to state your name. Just wish us a happy birthday.
My name is Keith Newsom. Happy birthday.
My name is Julia. Happy birthday, Catherine. Love you.
My name is Jerry Barnett. Happy birthday and wish you have many more. We all love you.
My name is Theodore Sapp and happy birthday to you. And many more to you. Enjoy this.
My name is Susie Sapp and happy birthday to you and many, many, many more.
All right, that's me, Aaron Live. I went to the senior table, y'all. You know how kind of risky that could have been, but I'm still live. Ain't nobody through no 470. We want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make a couple of more rounds. As I'm huffing and puffing, getting around, let everybody say happy birthday on this broadcast. State your name and say happy birthday to Catherine.
Hello, the chaps, and happy birthday. This is Doris Alexander.
Hi, this is your friend Audrey. Happy birthday.
All right, we got one or two more last rounds of, oh, and that's the one that I've been looking for, the CEO of the corporation. She's kind of dodging in and out. We're going to sit back for just a moment and make sure she has something really to say this time. This is Maggie Freeman. Now, this time, because we were having some technical difficulties, I want you to say something, Ms. Freeman. Thanks.
Hi. Today is Saturday, May 5th. We're celebrating the 70th birthday celebration for my sister in Columbus, Georgia. It's a glorious occasion with the family, grandbabies, and everyone is here. And we're having a good time, praising the Lord, and just being here.
All right, and we got Ms. Freeman, CEO of the I want to make one last little statement, which my cousin, I want her, I know she's serving food right now, but I'm going to let her have a little quick shout out to her mother. Just going to throw the phone into her ear. I know this is dangerous. So we hear it. Oh, y'all, too late, too late. So we're just going to have Ms. Is your last name? Alexander. Okay. So just say happy birthday. Just say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
All right, then. Right. All right, you guys. And of course, everybody knows how I do my show. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. And we heard some stories from Uncle Dennis, heard some music, heard prayer. This is what my family is all about. I know some of y'all don't believe it, but I do have some religion in me. A lot of it. So but I want to thank you guys for just allowing us the opportunity to share the airwaves. I think it's an awful opportunity to be able to thank God for having such a great privilege to just be blessed with my aunt. You know, I've been very blessed, and I want to just kind of let everybody know that I thank God real seriously for the life, health, and strength of my family. And so I'm sharing a little bit of Karima with you all. This is where my roots come from. I'm going to go back to Destiny. You guys sit back for a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, Please welcome sound sculptress Destiny.
Thank you.
Okay, so, again, we'll be bringing Mr. Coleman back online in just a second. You guys want to take another little Destiny Muhammad break real quick. And certain things you hear in the background, I want to thank you guys for tuning in.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome sound sculptress Destiny.
Okay. Had a couple of technical difficulties. I'm welcome Mr. Mario Coleman back to the call. We had a line drop. I want to thank you for tuning in. This is Mr. Mario Coleman of Next Level. It's his artistic name. He's also the executive vice president and CEO of the NCWCC Digital and Broadcast Network, as well as a wonderful poet. He's joining us today to talk about and just do a little piece for us. He's also a poet to come online, and he's been very good to our family, my mom. I want to thank him for all the things that he has done in supporting what we've done. Mr. Coleman, you came down and met our family, and I wanted to just thank you for calling in.
No problem. It's my pleasure. I enjoy hanging out with the family, being with mom, and, you know, she makes the best chocolate cake on the planet. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Yeah, can you hear me? Do I need to call back in or something?
Yes, I'll call back in.
All right, I'll call back in.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Janelle. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great. It's cold up here.
No, we don't do that down here in the South. Want to thank you guys for tuning in. This is Janora Bourne with the president of the NCWCC National Coalition. We also have Mario Coleman online as well, and that's the executive vice president, CEO of the NCWCC Digital Online. And so we got these individuals calling in, one from Minnesota, one from Tennessee, and the one in Minnesota, we rebuke her talking about, it's cold, it's so hot down here, boy, the devil's standing in the corner fanning.
That's mice in the pocket.
So, Janora, you called in to wish Auntie Catherine a happy birthday, I guess, because I know you ain't going to sing or do that, right?
Nah, I don't want to embarrass nobody.
Okay.
You know, I want, you know, autograph and people, you know, stopping in their shoes and want to ask me for my autograph. I don't want to do that.
Okay. All right. You got something to say?
Yes, happy birthday to my favorite auntie.
Okay, which one is that?
Hi. Everyone's my favorite auntie, so you never get in trouble.
Okay, that's a good one, good one. Thank you, Janora, for calling in. We got the Next Level on, Mr. Mario Coleman. He's got a piece that he's going to do. I don't know which one I want to request. I'm going to try to soak soap as much as I can in these last 18 minutes on the show. Next, tell us a little bit about, you know, this piece that you're going to do. Which one you going to bless us with?
Black Jewel or this flower? You chose. Ask her which one is she, which one do you think would be the best?
I think this flower.
All right. Well, this flower was basically written and composed one day while I was just kind of walking past, and I noticed this really beautiful bed of flowers, and they had different colors, different fragrances, and it just kind of reminded me just of our, you know, just beautiful women, their individuality, their strength, their tenacity, and, you know, their shape and form. So that's when I just kind of came up with the idea of writing a piece, and it kind of just took on a life of its own. So it just speaks to the individuality of each woman, yet the commonality in each woman, you know, the sisterhood that they all have.
Okay.
All right, so you ready?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. This flower, placed within the garden of this earth, exhibiting an inner and outer beauty so astounding, I dare not limit it to the words that only I can express. You see, her beauty is worthy of every interpretation that could be given. Even still, it would not completely capture what she creates in all those who cross her path. This flower, so flawless in form that even her imperfections are perfect, truly a masterpiece created by the hands of God. So alluring that one glance leaves you breathless, the second leaves you heartless, because she has stolen every impulse that you will ever experience regarding love, only to give it back to you tenfold, with a smile so brilliant it would blind you, so warm it would melt the coldest heart of any whose eyes meet hers, so inviting it shatters all resistance, enslaving you to her will until she sees fit to set you free. This flower displaying vibrant hues of femininity, radiant pastels of passion and sensuality, perfectly blended to such a magnitude that their effects scream through the hollow souls of those who once knew love but have forgotten her name. She serves as their reminder. And in closing, I'd just like to say that just because one flower has been chosen from the garden doesn't mean that remaining flowers are any less beautiful. And that's the piece. Happy birthday, Auntie.
Max, I really appreciate that. I love this flower, and I want to thank everybody for blessing us today with this broadcast and being able to say happy birthday to my mom's sister and my aunt, turning 70 years old. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Mario, thank you so much. As I cross this show out with this piece called Candlelight, which is my favorite, and I'm sure the rest of the world is going to know about it in just a minute once we drop this little release. Janora, thank you for calling in, and we really appreciate you as well. And as we get this thing edited and put out there, it's going to be all choppy for a minute for those who are listening, but it will be perfection when we get done with it. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you.